This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
No mai, hari mai, ko Hannah Tokoingawa, and you're listening to That's The Ticket. Now, today I'm pleased to be welcoming friend of the show, local comedian Jackie Taimana's back here in the studio, and this time you've brought a mate. Fellow comedian Kat McGuinness, also known as Kat the Singing Hobbit.
That's me.
Yep, so Kat's here. You guys are both involved in the upcoming Autumn Festival comedy night, Champing at the Bit.
Yes.
Is that a horse?
It's a horse reference.
Yeah, horse reference out the gate. Yeehaw, let's go.
Yep, giddy up.
Win in Cambridge.
Win in Cambridge.
Unbridled.
Unbridled comedy.
Yes.
Great. Okay, well, we've got to rein it in. Pun intended. Family show. I want to say that's going to be my last horse joke, but honestly, I feel like they're just going to come to me and it's just going to happen. But thanks for you just made a horse noise. I'm like trying to do radio and then I just know that it's just going to be me trying to be funny when that's what you guys are here to do. But Jackie, it's always great to have you back. I've lost count of how many episodes you've appeared on That's The Ticket, but honestly, there's no need. It's just great to have you here, and thanks for bringing some fresh meat.
Oh, fresh meat, even.
Yeah. Which is very tasty.
Oh, yeehaw. Okay, but it was quite crack up, because today when I arrived at the studio, I was, like, the first thing I said to you, Kat, was, like, I've seen you on stage.
Oh, that was awesome. Yeah. But you should tell the listeners what you then said, because that's, like, the highlight of my day.
Okay, so if you know, we've got the stage name, Kat the Singing Hobbit. You can put the pieces together. And ahead of today, I'd been telling my friend of the show, kia ora Dr. Missy Mooney, my sister, that I had comedians on. And she's like, oh, have you got Jackie? And I'm like, yeah. And she's bringing Kat McGuinness, Kat the Singing Hobbit. And my sister's like, is she short? And I'm like, I think so. Like, I've seen her on stage. And then I said this to Kat, and she's like, yeah, people always, like, are surprised by how short I am. And she's like, I know how tall I am. And I'm like, yeah, but you just always look bigger on stage. Yeah.
That's good to know. All 4'10". I get lost in a crowd very quickly.
Yeah, that's... I don't even, like, speak in feet, but I can visual... Well, I mean, I'm looking at you, but, like, 4'10".
It's really short. So I think the Plunkett recommendations are that you should be in a booster seat until 147 centimetres, which is about what I am.
Right.
But I'm yet to be pulled over by the cops, measured, and being told that I have to be in a booster seat.
Yeah,
because that would be brilliant. That would be...
A
that
moment
would be awesome.
To record.
Yeah.
That's the gig right there. Yeah. I'm like, did you drive here?
I did. I mean, my car is small enough that it's basically just a booster seat on wheels anyway. So, yeah, I suppose you could argue that. But if I am going to have a booster seat, I want one with the cup holders and the surround sound. You can get them, can't you, with the surround sound, the little speakers?
I mean, it's not something I've had to investigate until, like, this moment.
I've clearly thought too much on it.
Yeah, clearly. Oh, jinkies. But we're out the gate. We're off track. So get back on track, horsies.
Yes.
So you guys are both performing in the Cambridge Autumn Festival. They've got a comedy night, Champing at the Bit. Who came up with the name?
Me, pretty much.
I was hoping it was one of you, too.
Yes.
So that's good. Great work. This isn't your first good name. You've had a few.
I have. Yeah, I'm kind of getting the hang of it now.
She's the master of kind of mixing kind of colloquial New Zealand kind of sayings with that just tie in perfectly with a good comedy night.
Yeah, no, I'm a big fan. And so this show's coming up next week. Well, 26th of March, 7:30 p.m. Cambridge Town Hall.
That's right, yes. Heritage Building.
Yeah, I mean... Have you ever done Cambridge Town Hall?
Yes, we did it last year. This is becoming an annual thing. You see, we must have done a good job because we're back again.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Okay. Is it the full same lineup, or did people get banned?
No, we've had
I'm kidding.
No, we had someone from Australia, and he's not here this year. But Kat's going to be the closing act, so we don't really have like a headliner as such in this format, because our MC is kind of like, to me, the main act and the one that gets paid the most out of us, and that's Charlotte Hanson.
Right.
She's also done her solo show, and she's been in Australia doing her show, so she's got a really good history of great performances behind her, and she's a really good MC. So, and I'm the opening act. Like, I'm going to be, like, there'll be Charlotte for a bit, and then there'll be me.
Yeah.
And it's because we've kind of like... We're kind of like sandwiching people between the two musical acts in a way.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, you need a really good opening act and you need a really good closing act. You see, so nothing against everybody in the middle, of course, but that's why it's designed this way.
Great. Okay. I mean, no pressure opening, but I feel like, and I've probably asked you this on That's the Ticket before, Jackie, but like, if it was me, I would rather open, because then you just get it over and done with. Because I feel like then I can't enjoy everyone else's set, because I'll be like, it's my turn next. It's my turn after two people, you know.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. It does take that sort of countdown kind of feeling out of the way. And it is good if I'm actually free to help people too, because if there's any kind of mishaps or anything, then it's good if I'm, you know, hands-free and on the case for people.
Yeah, you're just going to be on the tools the whole night, sis.
Yeah, pretty much, mate.
I mean, we love it. We love it. And so if you want to put some faces to the voices and see if Kat is as short as we've been talking about, then you can find more info and tickets at humantics.com. And as I said, this gig is on the 26th of March. It's Thursday, Cambridge Town Hall. Get amongst it. As mentioned, we've got a pretty good lineup, pretty good mix. And so we've kind of, my next question was kind of like, for want of a better word, your guys' roles in this show. Obviously, you're comedians. We've established that.
Yep.
And we've even got where you are in the lineup.
Yep.
Which is always fun. And it's almost like you engineered this, because people will be listening to That's the Ticket and they're like, okay, I want to see Jackie. So they have to be there for the start. But then to see Kat, they have to sit through the whole show.
Absolutely. Oh, but first, they've got to get their tickets.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And, you know, I mean, I will die on this hill. But, like, just book in advance, fam. Just do it.
It's really good when that happens for everyone involved.
Yeah.
Yep. We can be prepared.
100%. And, so how many times have you done the Autumn Festival? Is this the second time?
This will be our second time, yep.
Okay, they're growing up so quick, hey?
Yep. And the Town of Trees.
The Town of Trees?
Yes, that's their official, they're not, you know, like the City of Sails is Auckland.
Yeah.
Town of Trees. Yeah. Rose Town is Tauamutu.
Town of Trees.
Yeah.
I was today years old because I've been making all these horse jokes out the gate.
You'd think it'd be the town of horses, really, wouldn't you?
Everybody associates it with horses, but I'm going to be putting them straight, like I have in the last couple of shows I've done, where I've been kind of semi-promoting this show as well by making my material about the trees and the way that their leaves are privately coached to meet the aesthetic. I mean, I'm not putting them down. I think it's wonderful because, you know, like, it's really good to have a classic and really specific aesthetic in your town and have kind of rules about certain things.
Oh my goodness. I mean, I don't know, is it, I guess it is Cambridge's time to shine. And respect to the Beyond section, because you've officially entered the Beyond section of That's the Ticket, where we talk about events happening outside of Kirikiriroa.
True.
But, like, are the trees in their prime when it's autumn? Because they're leaving, they're literally leafing it all out there, aren't they?
Yeah, so they turn those beautiful golden colours, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, Town of Trees, what's Hamilton? Make it up.
We can't say it on air. We are the capital of something, but I can't say that word on air.
Oh, okay.
No, I thought Palmerston North is taking that one over.
That
yeah,
as well.
I think, well,
we
I
have
think
our
we're
challenges.
Second place now.
Well, that's possible.
Yeah. Okay. I have another joke that I will say off air, because I can't say that on air. No, it's Cambridge related, but we love Cambridge. So if you're listening in Cambridge, love you. but I mean, I guess I'll take a step away from this one, because I mean, Jackie, before we went live today, I was like, you've been busy, sis.
Yes.
What's been going on?
Well, I've been also performing some children's music down at Hamilton Gardens as part of the Arts Festival, which was really cool. And so I do an hour show, and it's family comedy is sort of in amongst the songs that I've got. So I do Waiata, and I did things like, this time I did things like Jim from Mutta Mutta Had a Farm instead of Old MacDonald. And so that's a good one, because I get lots of interaction from the audience and get them to call out, you know, the different, some animal noises that we could put in. Like the wheels on the bus, but I think I did the milk in the tanker goes slosh, 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 or something like that, and just tried to make it really Waikato. But, yeah, that's always a great show and good response. And I usually bring instruments down and sort of put a blanket out, and the kids come up and, you know, grab a ukulele or a drum or something and join in. So it's very interactive.
I mean, that's a bit of a reoccurring theme because you guys have brought instruments into the studio. It's a bit much.
Like, drum kit and saxophone.
I don't know where we've had to put the bagpipes in the other studio. Like, I'm like, no.
No, the gong, boom.
Like, let's remember that that's the ticket with Hannah Mooney. And no matter how many instruments you bring in, I'm still going to be top billing. But before we get into that, I mean, Kat, have you been busy, mate?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. By day, I'm a teacher, and I also am a vocal coach, and that's kind of how I got into comedy. I'm actually one of the more newer comics in the lineup. I've only been doing it 2 years, but before that, I was a professional singer for a number of years, and so it had always been something that I wanted to do. I really admire comedians, and I think being a teacher, you just are a professional heckle manager anyway. 100%. And, you know, it's all about, education's all about keeping it entertaining and essentially making sure that the students don't fall asleep. So I kind of felt like the classroom was the best place to hone a lot of these skills. And then, so I do, similar to Jackie, I do musical comedy. The first song I wrote was basically the dick pic song, and that is the ode to modern time app dating and all of the things that that involves. It's actually a sing along, obviously not one we will do today.
No,
but that was the first one, and then it's kind of all just gone downhill from there.
And no, it hasn't. I got to interrupt to say that Kat's done so well. She was a finalist last year in the Raw competition, which is the whole nation, the new comedians, and to be a finalist is just amazing.
Okay, we took a while to get this.
Oh, sorry.
Come on, buddy.
All right. Yeah. So out of about 270, I think, that entered. You have to be like kind of a comedian under two, three or four years. I got into the finals, which was very exciting, and I got a Comedy Guild nominee for Best Newcomer as well, out of the entire of New Zealand. So it's pretty exciting. It's great, and it's always hard to, you know, all these are things that I've done.
Yeah.
But I'm having a lot of fun on stage, and I absolutely love the comedy community.
Yeah.
And it's this community that has, you know, really, really pulled me through all kinds of crazy times in the last few years. And just to actually a shout out, if there's anyone else listening who wants to, if this is something that they've always wanted to do, totally just go out there, contact one of us. We can put you in touch with the right people and give it a go.
100%. 100%.
Because Kat's also just graduated to her own show.
I have.
She's debuting.
Yeah, the poster actually just came out today, which is very exciting. And I've already sold a heap of tickets, so I'm cloud-nining today.
Where is it? When is it?
It is the 18th and the 20th of 18th and 22nd at the Navara Lounge of July.
Okay.
And it's called Sex, Marriage and Other Disasters.
Okay. Don't judge a show by its title, but, like, I feel like you need to check that one out.
Well, the ex-husband won't be there.
Oh, we love the tea on TTG. We love it. Oh, baby's first show. They grow up so fast. Crikey. Okay, and so you guys mentioned that as part of your Autumn Festival comedy night, Champing at the Bit, that you guys are both part of the musical entertainment in the night.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got some questions. You've both got instruments. You're both doing your own sets in the show. What's about to happen in the studio?
Well, Kat and I also have done a couple of gigs as a duo and a trio. We've been trying things out with, like, music as well. So backing tracks, and I sort of play the guitar or the keyboard, depending. And then we sort of put the comedy in between the songs.
Okay.
So you, it's like, you know, if you could go down and see a local duo at your bar nearby.
Yeah.
But we're just with that something else. We've just got that extra. So there's a bit more going on. So this song that we're going to play today is actually a parody of a parody, originally by the Beatles. Best songwriters ever, remade by Sesame Street.
Okay.
And then remade again by me or us, and it's letter B.
Okay.
It's all about the people that didn't get the A that they so really deserved. You know, that feeling. I'm allergic to B's.
Letter B, letter B.
But it's old school A's and B's, not like A for achieve, but like old school. We're old schooling it, like when A was the one that you wanted.
And D wasn't. And B, for some people, really wasn't either.
Hey, I'm of the age where C's got degrees.
Yeah. Right, yes.
We should always strive to do our best. And then I just want to say to my listeners, kind of stage management section of the show, is these guys are going to hone a tune, and then I'm probably just going to go straight into a song break so we can pack out the marimba. But I'm gonna after you guys, I'm like, you know what'll be the best way to follow this? More of you guys. And I've got a I've got an original Jackie track, Trees from your Statues of Liberty album, EP.
Yes, album.
Album.
Perfect.
Sis has got a full album. But is there any kind of warm up that needs to be happening? Or are we just good to crack into
We're just going to go strum, and then if all those notes sound reasonably all right, we're just going to sing.
Okay, do you need me to do BVs?
Absolutely. Get stuck in. So this is a song that Jackie's written, and I literally just play along and do some harmonies.
Okay.
But beautiful harmonies, and everyone says our voices match each other quite well.
Well, I will be the judge of that.
Oh, right.
Please do. And I'll just try and make sure that it's not a song that I'm like hugely familiar with, but I'm gonna get all the right chords.
Excellent. we did have a little run through, and the words are here. Oh, you've got them there. Okay, just all right.
Live radio. Let's go.
Yeah. All right. When the B grade B team B list people need a plan B to break on through, there will be a letter, letter B. Though they're not in the A team, they'll be expected to take it graciously that they nearly slayed but didn't. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Not my favorite letter, let it be.
I had to interject. I was vibing in the studio. The team can vouch for that.
Yes.
Well done. Well done. But yeah, I'm going to follow that up with Trees by friend of the show, Jackie Taumana Wilson.
Williams. Thank you.
Williams. Oh my God.
I'm just an angel in chains. They once caught me talking on the bus and drawing flowers on the back walls, yeah. Flowers on the back walls, yeah. You caught me red handed, giving love away like people's water well. Does it grow on trees? I wonder. Don't you think that love grows in trees? Drawing flowers on the back walls, yeah. Flowers on the back walls, yeah. You caught me red handed, giving love away like people's water well. Does it grow on trees? I wonder. Don't you think that love grows on trees?
There was Trees by Jacqueline Taimana Williams. You know what I love? When you go into your first song break after you've had guests perform live on your show and you call them by the wrong name. So thank you, Miss Wilson. Means a lot. And that is a joke. It is Williams.
I wish it was Wilson's because it could be Wilson's Parking. Apparently that'd be so rich.
Oh, yeehaw. Make it happen. We got time. We got time. But welcome back to That's the Ticket with me, Hannah Mooney. And in case you haven't figured it out, I've got a couple of comedians in the studio, so we're really fighting for airtime at this at this point, because it's my toxic trait. Every time I have a comedian in the studio, I'm like, okay, now it's my job to see if I can be as funny, if not funnier. And I'm like, it's not about me. It's about the fact that you guys have a show coming up in Cambridge Town Hall on the 26th of March, 7:30 p.m. start. Tickets and info at humantics.com. Boom, got to get the plug in there.
Well done.
That was a great plug.
Thank you.
Can I follow that up with, we're also both in an all-women's show.
Yeehaw.
In Te Awamutu.
Slow.
On the 14th of May.
Okay, great.
Tickled Pink.
Oh, okay.
Yep, and we're also going to have Charlotte emceeing for that one, but it's a lineup of all women comedians, so it's going to rock. Te Awamutu Regent Theatre.
Oh, yeehaw, you've done that one before, eh?
Yes, we love working there. It's an awesome place.
It's a brilliant venue, that one.
Yeah. I say this with respect, but you guys get around, don't you?
Yeah. You can say it with disrespect and it would still be true.
Family show. But circling back to Cambridge, like, you know, leaving the horse jokes to one side, because I'm doing the thing where I bring what we were talking about off air on air. And I want to call out, I don't think I've had him on the show, but he's a friend of me because we're both in the creative kind of community. But Simon, soon to be friend of the show, we'll see, who you've been working with at Cambridge Town Hall.
Yes.
And there's a bit of pressure for you guys to actually be funny, right?
Yeah, there is. Yeah. He very respectfully popped it into an email, just reminding me that, it is important that the comedians are actually funny and aren't just going to, like, be, dumping on the audience the whole time. And
like me at the start of this episode.
Well, I said to him, well, I might be the one that's falling on my sword there, because that was what I was planning on doing. Being the boganist from Hamilton, though, I got to take my opportunities to kind of, like, try and sort of have a bit of a go at this sort of well-to-do. But the thing is that if it's done with compassion and authenticity, the audience basically will forgive anything. And I think that's the thing. As a curator, I get to pick people, and I'm not going to slot somebody in that I think crosses that fine line. You know, we do want to actually be funny. And if we do give you stick, it's good-natured kind of stick, not there to just offend. Because you can, I mean, some people do shock comedy, shock horror. That's their whole thing. We're not that. And if you go to a show that has a big long disclaimer saying, you know, that basically if you don't find us funny, you need psychiatric help, I think you could see that as a bit of a red flag that they get a lot of complaints because their comedy is quite offensive to a lot of people. So I don't want to be prescriptive with my acts, and I just make sure that I choose people that can walk that fine line and have that professional judgment to sort of know when to say something and when to pull back.
I mean, congrats on making the cut, Kat.
Oh, yeah. I'm just sitting here just going, I must.
Yeah.
I'm all that.
I'm the professional.
I'm professional and I'm funny.
Yep. Amazing,
Hannah said so herself. So.
And funnily enough, we both had something in common, because Kat was brought up in Ohope, and I used to go there all the time for my holidays as a dairy farmer's daughter.
Right.
And in 1976, I won a beauty contest called Miss Ohopi, and I was Miss Ohopi Midget, 1976. They called us midgets, yeah. which is a word we wouldn't use now. But
no.
But that's interesting because Kat's the singing hobbit, and she was brought up in Ohopi, and really she's Miss Ohopi Midget.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not the, I'm not Miss Ohopi Midget, but I am, you know, I am the 1986 hide and seek champion, just so all of my trophies are out there.
Okay.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that real?
No.
Okay. No, because I was like...
Mine is real.
Yeah, I know yours is real, but I'm like, that was a thing?
No, I'm an only child, so I grew up in a household where I'd be like, Mom, Dad, play hide and seek with me. And they'd go, yeah, you go hide.
And then just leave you there for like 9 hours.
Yeah, I remember I actually fell asleep in the linen cupboard one day and I was there for about 3 hours. It wasn't until I had my own child and then I'm like... Oh, I see how this game works now.
Yeah,
you
okay.
tell a child to go hide, and that's how you get a cup of tea. Well, it's still hot.
Oh,
yeah.
See, I mean, shout out to the mums because my mum loves cold tea and she loves cold toast.
Oh.
And I think it's just because she of me and my sister and my brothers.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
Conditioning. I must agree, like, parenthood has made me okay with cold tea. Cold toast, though, draw the line. I've got to say,
yeah.
Your mum's a trooper.
No, she is.
Like, that's next level.
Yeah, no, she is next level. If you ever get the pleasure of, like, being in the space with her, then you'll understand. There's a lot of mana with that wahine, so kia ora, mum. Love you. Always. You do it for the mums. If we're not doing it for mums, who are we doing it for? Ourselves, but also the mums.
Totally.
And maybe Uncle Rick, but I'll get to that in a bit. Jackie remembers. Is this.
I do.
But so I guess I should have asked this at the top and I'm going to take a swing at it. But is this an R18 event?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good to know. You've been warned.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, I assume it's a licensed venue?
It is. And in fact, I'm pretty sure everyone's going to get the same treatment as last year, which is that they put on a beautiful display and a beautiful... snacks and things are available as well. So, you know.
What's the display?
When I say display, I mean a display of food.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I was like, is it going to be pictures of horses?
No.
That's my last one. I'm sorry, Cambridge.
They're really typecast, aren't they?
Oh,
yeah.
I do. It is a beautiful city. I have done the Cambridge Half Marathon and it was great. It was quite flat.
Cool. Yes.
I enjoyed it, but then also... I looked grumpy in every single race photo, every single one.
I don't think you're supposed to look happy when you're running, though,
are
you?
It's kind of serious, isn't it?
It's just, like, I've never seen a runner that's actually like, smiling and looking
just
happy.
Winning, breaking through that ribbon,
yeah.
You know.
No, I'm just a little showboat, and so when I see the photographer, if I'm, like, still have my faculties, I will, like pull, like, a thumbs up or something. And then I did get one good shot at that event, but then all the other ones. And then also, because I have an identical twin, they send you your photos and I get sent hers all the time.
Oh, yes.
And so that's why I'm like, oh, this is a nice photo of me and it's my sister. But, you know, anyway, I've digressed so far. And I guess with the lineup for this show that you've got as part of the Autumn Festival, Champing at the Bit. What's the total amount of comedians that we've got?
I think it's 8, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's enough.
It is. No.
It's a good amount.
It's a good amount, yeah. The one at Tickle Pink's only going to be 7, but that's because a lot of the women on that show have got their own shows, which means they have...
They need more time.
They've got more material, so they can have more time. Yeah.
How much time do you get at Champing at the Bit?
Most people are getting 10. I'm kind of doing a 13, and Manish Latch is going to do 12. We've shared a 25-minute slot, you know, so it doesn't have to be to the second, but, you know, just to divide it up. And I think Kat's going to be doing a 15 at the end.
Yeah, yes. I've got a nice, healthy 15. Love a good 15.
That's
a
bit much.
Nah.
It's never enough. People are like, what? Is it over already?
Oh, once you put the microphone in my hand, it's very hard to take it out. Give me a turn.
Okay, and... you've already kind of previewed a song. Is that going to make an appearance in this show? Are you guys going to do a little duet? Nah.
No, actually, we've got separate sets and we've got different things up our
sleeves. Different songs.
But okay. I have released for the first time ever, because I'm not putting my comedy songs online. I'm keeping them to myself and for the live audience. But I did decide to release one. So I've got Mansplainer on TikTok and Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
It used to be Maneater by Hall & Oates back in the 80s, but it's now Mansplainer. So that's my little, you know, something to sort of tidbit sort of thing, and that will be in the show.
Okay, great. And it is on TikTok?
Yes.
Okay, we love
Quack.
To see it.
That's my name on TikTok, Quack. Why my brother used to call me that.
Okay,
like I'm Jackie good. Quack, Jackie Quacky.
I mean, that's quack, quack. Close. Oh, gee, okay.
Hamilton Lake, full of ducks. I reckon it works.
You have quacked, you have made a horse noise. What other animals have we got?
I don't think there's enough time, Hannah.
Oh my God. See, I've got one. I can do a really good sheep noise.
Oh,
I'm
go
not
going
to do it now. Oh, I'll do it right
there. You can't say that you can do a really good sheep noise and then not do the sheep noise.
I just feel like I'm going to get fuckamara and then not nail it.
Okay.
I'll try.
That's pretty good. I can only do one. I've only got one animal noise in me, and that is small dog caught in the laundry.
Okay, off you go.
Toru fa.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, very good.
That's very specific. Yeah. A lot of people just went to their laundry. This is not what I thought
we would be. Yeah. This is kind of like when Jackie said come and do an interview, I was like, yeah, I didn't think we'd be cracking out animal noises, but this is hilarious.
This is radio, but I'm gonna get us back on track because I've got an important segment that I gotta get in. Jackie, you'll remember this. Kat, if you've listened, you'll be familiar. You haven't, rude. no, but it's time for a segment that we call Rick's Pick. And the way this works is I have an Uncle Rick, and he's a great listener of radio, great listener of That's the Ticket, has listened to every single episode, and this is episode 257. Congratulations.
Nice. Uncle Rick.
That's amazing.
I know, he is. And when I started the show almost 6 years ago now, he was like, Hannah, here's a list of songs that I like, and every week you can pick a song from the list and play Rick's Pick. And every week we have, and now not one person asked, but I try and pick a song from the list that's like on theme, like with who I'm talking to or what we're talking about. And I'm sorry, Jackie, but I've gone for the cat angle.
That's all right. We have to share.
Yeah.
We have to share the limelight. There's more than one star in Waikato comedy.
Yeah, I mean, it's mainly me, but...
That's right.
Absolutely.
No, but this is it's a Queen track. It's called Cool Cat.
Awesome.
Because, you know, your name's Kat. I mean, jury's out on if you're cool or not, but
no,
we'll
fair
see.
Enough, probably not.
Oh, she totally is.
But, and yeah, so this one's for you, Uncle Rick, and also a little bit for Mum, because she loves Queen, and I should really stop talking about Mum on the show today. It's been a very Mum-focused episode, but enjoy Rick's Pick.
Cause you're a cool guy.
Welcome back to That's the Ticket with me, your host Hannah Mooney. I have Kat McGuinness and Jackie Taimana, local comedians, joining me today. And you would not believe the story that I just heard half of, and I need to hear the end. So this is kind of the origin story for you guys, how you guys met, little meet cute situation. A witch call is involved, so can we please dial it back and explain?
Right. Well, one of the wonderful things about performing at the Hamilton Arts Festival is that all the artists who perform get to get free tickets to all the other events. So I went along to a Penny Ashton show, which was fantastic.
Friend of That's the Ticket. She's great value.
Yes.
She's amazing.
Taming of the Shrew?
Yeah.
And she asked the audience at one point to if anybody wanted to do a witch cackle, a really good witch laugh. And so a couple of people did, and the clear winner sitting right next to me was Kat the Singing Hobbit. I wonder if you can pull out your witch cackle.
Oh, no, I've already done the dog.
Come on, Kat, drama teacher, you can do it.
You don't have to. You don't have to. But I'm like, at this rate, is there anything you can't do?
No, nothing. She's your great all-rounder.
Oh, God.
Brilliant.
That was, okay.
I wasn't fully committed to it, I'll be honest, I was a bit like...
Oh, self-conscious.
Yeah, I suddenly do. Wow. I got the self-conscious.
I mean, that's how I felt about doing a little cackle. Sheep noise before.
Yeah, no, I hear you. It's difficult, isn't it? Suddenly just thrown into the space there, just go for it.
Do you ever get the witch cackle, like, into your comedy sets?
I've never added a witch cackle, no. I haven't... Yeah, it's generally just the sing-alongs and talking about my tragic life. That's generally what makes the comedy.
I mean, thanks for sharing your tragic life. Yeah. On behalf of audiences everywhere.
It's the making of you.
Well, it's relatable, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's always sadly that relatable stuff that is the most funny stuff.
Yeah. And I guess in the lead-up to Champing at the Bit, which is on as part of the Cambridge Autumn Festival, 26th of March, Cambridge Town Hall. Yes, I will keep plugging it.
Excellent. Yeah. Love it.
The hand gestures that I'm doing today is just next level. But, I mean, with this one, in my notes I've got, like, rehearsal period, and I don't know if that's the right thing for comedy. But I guess how does that kind of work? Because I know, like, you guys are both experienced comedians, right? There's jokes that you take with you into each kind of show. Mm-hmm. But are we debuting content?
Kind of. I sort of did a couple of ones in Auckland where I used some of my Cambridge content to kind of, like, practice it in a little 6-minute set. Mm. But, like, so this is extended. But, there's new stuff in there. There's stuff just for Cambridge. There's two little parodies that I've never done before that are just for Cambridge. So,
okay.
So I do that. What do you do, Kat?
I feel like I'm constantly writing comedy, so I constantly have my little notes in my phone, and something I'll find that absolutely hilarious. Like today's thing was basically, you know, this was just today's musing. There were just like three men with massive beards all in a row, and I was like, that's just too much beard. And I thought, like, is there a measuring stick for too much beard? And I kind of thought, if you had a beard that you could hide a pie and a Coke in behind it, that's definitely too much beard. Without getting the measuring stick out, it's definitely too much. So, but I'm just constantly writing stuff in my notes app. And I do have a... for myself, I try to put something brand new in every single gig that I do. And last year, I averaged a gig a week. So
there's quite a few gigs, man.
Yeah, you're recycling certain things and trying. What's amazing is that you could do a piece of material to one audience and it could go absolutely amazingly. Mm. And then you can do that absolute same bit to another audience and it's just like crickets.
Yeah.
So the whole time, I think, as a comedian, your rehearsal period is just always. You're always kind of musing over stuff and thinking, actually, that bit links better to that bit, or that's a new thing. What do I have that's existing that matches or blends in with that kind of vibe?
Mm. Yeah.
So I think you're just constantly writing. And I know since I've been doing this, like the brain is it's just constantly on this like little mouse is going on the wheel of constantly, what else can I put in there? What else is funny?
It's like your antennae are out.
Hey?
And the trick is what I think I remember saying even on the show is the writing it down or the recording yourself saying it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can come up with these things day in and day out, but the difference between us and someone else who's funny but isn't a performer is that they don't need to save it for a show. You know, they don't need to make it into something that they're going to actually give out as a performance later on. But we do, so we have to stop everything, jot it down, you know, oh, just a minute, I'm going to just record myself saying that, you know, because you don't want to lose it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the god of creativity will go and give it to the next comedian down the line if you don't take it.
Yeah, and then you'll be at that gig and you'll be like, oh my gosh, that was my joke.
I thought of that. Yeah.
I mean, and sometimes it's hilarious to wake up in the morning because you've jotted something down at 2 a.m. but you've done it with like half blurry eyes and you pick it up and you're like, I have no idea what that says.
Yeah.
Absolutely
none. Doctor's writing.
Well, and because I was going to say, I'm like, with the notes, like, do you have to, like, how much detail are you putting in these notes? Because I'm thinking for myself, I'd just be like, say I thought about a great joke about apples. At the time, I'd just be like, I'll write apples and future me will know what I mean.
That's why it's better to record it. Yeah, it's better to record your voice saying it because you don't usually need more than that to remind yourself exactly what you were kind of thinking and where you were thinking it was going to slot in. Yeah. Mm.
This has been educational. I love the advice section. It's
mean. You're welcome. Thank you, New Zealand Education System. That's produced both of us, hasn't it?
It has.
Yeah, we both have qualifications.
Okay, and you're still out there teaching through comedy and song.
True that.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Do you, I mean, I guess, Kat, because, Jackie, are you still teaching?
Not as such, but when I do things like the Arts Festival and I'm doing a whole set with instruments and children's songs and te reo and all that, that's teaching for me now, and it's much easier than doing a whole day from from 6 in the morning till 6 at night, that's for sure.
I guess my question was going to be, I'm like, when you're teaching or when you were teaching that kind of 6 to 6 situation and you had, like, your class and your students, do they know that you're comedians by night?
I had early childhood.
Do.
Yeah.
Okay. Early childhood, probably
not so much.
More focused on other things.
Yeah.
Eh?
True. I don't. Yeah.
Okay. Great. I mean, it's probably good then that the shows are 18. Because how would you feel if one of your students like came to your shows? Has it happened yet?
No, I haven't had students turn up. I've had, like, students' parents turn up, and then they turn up at, like, parent-teacher interviews and, like, I know you from somewhere.
And you're like, no, you don't. Yeah.
My twin.
That's my other life. But with that, I do keep that in mind as a teacher. So, obviously, there's a number of topics that I would just never venture into. And I try and keep my comedy quite lighthearted, so it's very relational. A lot of it's about being a woman, about being a parent, having the wonderful exposure now to this wonderful thing called perimenopause, which is so much fun. Actually, that's one of the songs that I'll be doing in Cambridge is a newer song that I've written about how just wonderful it is. But very relatable. And
you're not the first person to talk about this on That's the Ticket this year.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
Right. You know. Good. I'm glad people are talking about it.
It is wonderful.
I mean, I agree. Because, you know, at my point in life, I have very limited knowledge. And so I've had a lot of chats off air and it's been pretty educational. So safe space.
You'll be prepared.
Thank you. Thank
you. Yeah. Okay, I want to guess, but I'm not, because you said perimenopause, and then I immediately went to Sophie Ellis Bax's Perimenopop, banging album.
Yeah.
Is it?
Wait, no, it's an original. So my songs are all originals written from scratch.
Okay, that sounds not time consuming at all.
Oh, no. In my epic amount of spare time, yeah. I don't, I'm just one of these. I've got ADHD, so I kind of have to be, like, literally constantly stimulated. Otherwise, I just can't bear to be with myself. So I literally.
Safe space.
Yeah.
Just makes you,
Literally, I'm even, like, really bad at sitting down and watching. Just even an episode of something, I have to be doing something else in order just to watch an episode. So my brain just is constantly like, "What about this? What about this?"
Yeah,
okay.
So yeah,
she uses it,
and I guess
it's a curse and
it's
the
a gift and a curse.
Yeah.
And I guess from the instrument perspective, are we just guitar and ukulele, or do we have any other things that we bring into the show?
I've got a program, some software that I use. It's one of those things where you can put in certain chords or you can describe what you want, and it helps you out, thank goodness. Yeah, because my ex-husband was the musician, and then that all, and I was like, oh, I've lost my musician, but now I've got a program that does it all for
me. She's got a robot
now.
It's great. Yeah.
And it's better and more reliable. Does it the same way every time. Doesn't mansplain it to her.
I have another joke that's for off air. No, it's referencing a popular TikTok. And if you're listening and it's robot related, if you know, you know. No, it's for the girls. The girls.
Can't wait.
But I guess we've kind of already touched on this, but kind of other upcoming gigs. So, Kat, you've got a Baby's First Solo Show, July in Navarra Lounge. Jackie, you mentioned that...
Tickled Pink,
thank you, in Te Awamutu at the Regent. Is that 1 May?
It's in May, 14th of May, yes.
Okay, is there anything else we need to plug?
Not for me, that's... Those are my main focal points.
Focal, yeah. Okay. Kat, anything else you want to plug?
Yeah, just those. And I believe you're going to play one of the songs off my EP, which is very exciting.
Yeah, so, yes. Like, circling back to the EP, so Someday Angels, are you in a band?
I was in a band.
Okay.
Yeah, that is, yeah, we've got quite a few songs that are yet to be released and hopefully will be released pretty soon, but there's three out there on the old Spotify or Apple Music or whatever.
Wherever you like to listen. Yeah.
But, of course, the most important place to listen is here.
Of course.
Oh, mate, you're welcome back anytime after that one.
It's a breakthrough.
But I think I will close with that song, but before I do that, I've got one last segment, which is where I plug upcoming events. So you guys can chill out. You can interject if you feel the need. But here are some of the cool creative happenings coming up in Kirikiriroa, Hamilton, in the not-so-distant future. So in case you haven't heard, the Autumn Festival Comedy Night, Champing at the Bit, is on at the Cambridge Town Hall Thursday, 26th of March, 7:30pm show. More info on tickets at humantics.com. If you were listening last week, Oliver, the musical set in 90s Aotearoa, is running at Clarence Street Theatre from the 26th to the 28th of March, 7pm shows and a 2pm matinee on the 28th. More info on tickets at Ticketek. Over the River at Rivoli Theatre right now until the 28th of March, you can catch Unnecessary Fast, 7:30pm shows and a 2pm matinee on the 21st and 28th. More info at iTicket. And then up the road at the Meteor, they've got Trick of the Light Theatre in this week with the Bookbinder running on the 18th, 20th and 21st of March. 7pm shows, more info on tickets at themeteor.co.nz.
Whew. Hamilton does this well.
We do,
yeah.
Eh?
Yeah. Like, I've not been long in Hamilton. I've only been here for 3 years, so I barely know my way around past Link Pack and Save, the Meteor Theatre in school. But when I moved here, I didn't realise how alive and vibrant the theatre in this city actually is.
It's out the gate.
It's really good.
And, like, this is just, like, this week. And, like, I always end this with, like, I'm not the definitive guide because otherwise I wouldn't need guests. And it's quite fun having guests, especially when we do, like, animal noises and stuff. But, yeah, well said. Where were you from? Where'd you come from?
I'm a Whakatane girl, so I grew up in Whakatane. But I spent quite a few years living overseas. I was teaching in Dubai for a number of years.
As you do.
And a little place called Sharjah, which is across the border from Dubai.
Yeah.
And then I was in Bangkok, of Thailand, for a number of years as well.
I was going to say one night in Bangkok?
A couple of years. But yeah, so I still haven't acclimatised. I still think it's cold here. So even in the summer, people are like, "Oh, it's too hot." I'm like, "Nah, it's not even getting there."
Oh, okay, you're one of those.
I'm one of those, and I'm short as well. So I have to, you know, I've got the state issued short girl black puffer jacket. If you notice,
yes,
all short girls wear the standard puffer jacket, black standard issue.
Yeah.
And generally, we've got maybe another 2 weeks before that comes out because as soon as we're even, you know, nearing and just a hint of winter in the air, we're putting on the puffer jackets.
Is it the black puffer jacket, blue jeans, and like a pair of boots?
That's it. That's,
yeehaw!
Yeah, essentially that's every short girl's wardrobe for the entirety of winter. And then we just stack stuff on, like hats, gloves,
accessories.
Sometimes in the midst of winter, I will actually wear two puffer jackets.
That's too many.
Definitely not too many.
I was going to, like, the circumference.
Yeah, basically I just put on clothes until I can barely bend at the elbows and look like the Michelin man.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, I'm just about warm enough.
Okay. I mean, thoughts and prayers. Oh, what a wild ride the show has been.
It has been. Can I just say what I like about Hamilton is that I wasn't really doing much comedy until I moved here five years ago, and then I got involved with the collective down at Navarra Lounge, and just everything's just taken off since then. So it really is a great place for your creativity. We have got the right people. We've got amazing supportive people in the community, and, you know, it's just love it. And I'm not going anywhere, you know?
I mean, thank goodness. Otherwise, where am I going to get guests from, mate?
I've got more mates, don't worry.
But, legit, though, in the time that I've known you and that you've been on That's the Ticket, the progression of your kind of comedy career has been really positive.
Awesome, eh? Just on the up.
And we love to see it. But thanks for taking the time today, guys. And all the best for the gig. I know you're champing at the bit.
We are. Thank you for having us.
Oh, anytime. And I'm going to play us out with, as mentioned, Not This Time, Someday Angels. You may recognise a voice on this one.
Yes.
And to my lovely listeners, you can bet I'll be back soon with a fresh episode of That's the Ticket. But until then, mā te wā, team.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.